Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nrisimha Bhagavan ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. So we have gathered for the most auspicious celebration of Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance. The Lord appeared to protect his devotee Prahlad from his demoniac father Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is the emblem of the materialistic person or demon. His very name, Hiranya, means gold, and Kashipu means soft cushion or bedstead, indicating his preoccupation with acquiring wealth and enjoying sense gratification. And in that way, he represents pretty much every conditioned soul who comes into the material world. We come into the material world envious of Krishna. We want to take his position as the enjoyer, as the controller, and as the proprietor. And when our attempts to enjoy and control and possess are frustrated, we become angry. Angry at what we believe to be the cause of the frustration of our desires. And we develop hatred for the things that we feel have come in the way of our enjoyment or sense gratification. And we are always being attacked by these demonic sentiments. So as Suvas Prabhu so beautifully and succinctly explained last night, today is a most wonderful opportunity for us to approach Lord Nrisimhadev to free us from these demonic propensities within us, and also to protect us from the demonic or mayic allurements outside us. So I will read one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Prayers of Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nrisimhadev. It comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18. The residents of Jambudweep offer prayers. This particular verse is in prose. Oh, I will just read the Sanskrit and the translation. But the first four words you can repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste jaste jase avir avir bhava vrajra nakra vajra damstra kamrasayam randaya randaya tamo grasa grasa om swaha abhayam abhayam atmani bhuyishta om krasum. Please repeat. Om.
Om.
O Lord. Namaha.
Namaha.
My respectful obeisances.
Bhagavate.
Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narasimhaya, known as Lord Nrisimha. Namaha, obeisances. Teja, tejase, the power of all power. Avi, avirbhava. Please be fully manifest. Vajranaka, O you who possess nails like thunderbolts. Vajradamstraya, O you who possess teeth like thunderbolts. Karma Ashayan, demonic desires to be happy by material activities. Randaya Randaya, kindly vanquish. Tamaha, ignorance in the material world. Grasa, kindly drive away. Grasa, kindly drive away. Om, O my Lord. Svaha, respectful oblations. Abhayam, fearlessness. Abhayam, fearlessness. Atmani, in my mind. Bhuyishtha, may you appear. Om, O Lord. Chraum, the bija or seed of mantras offering prayers to Lord Nrisimha. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Please repeat. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth, just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activities in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. So, this is a very auspicious prayer, praying to the Lord to appear in our hearts and vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activities. When Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared to kill the demon Hiranyakasipu, he was so furious that no one could pacify him. One after the other, so many great personalities came forward to try to pacify the Lord, but no one could get his anger to subside. In fact, they themselves were afraid to come forward. Then Prahlad, who was only a 5-year-old boy, came forward and offered many beautiful prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva. And in one of the prayers, he says to the Lord that even saintly persons take pleasure when a snake or a scorpion is killed. Now, what is the purport of this verse? The meaning is clear. But the purport is that Nrisimhadeva appeared and killed the demon Hiranyakasipu. But Hiranyakasipu was Prahlad's father. So he might have thought that Prahlad might have been upset with the Lord for killing his father, or other relatives and members of the dynasty of Hiranyakasipu would have been upset with the Lord. So thinking that they might be upset with him, he remained agitated. He remained disturbed transcendentally. So Prahlad replied that even saintly persons, sadhus, take pleasure when a snake or a scorpion is killed. So don't worry. Even the most saintly of persons will be jubilant on account of your killing Hiranyakasipu. And eventually the Lord became pacified. Now, this verse had significance in the life of Srila Prabhupada as a grihastha. He went to visit his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in Mayapur, and there was a snake. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ordered that the snake be killed. And Srila Prabhupada then, as a relative newcomer to the association, he was surprised that, oh, Guru Maharaj ordered the killing of the snake, because generally devotees are nonviolent. They won't even kill an insect. But then later, Srila Prabhupada said he came across the verse in Srimad Bhagavatam that even a saintly person becomes happy when a snake or a scorpion is killed. I had a somewhat similar experience not exactly the same, but when the demon, Mr. Nair, who had owned the Juhu land and tried to cheat Srila Prabhupada and drive not only the devotees from the land, but drive the deities from the land. In fact, once he became so angry, he really began shouting right in front of Srila Prabhupada, saying, "I will smash your deity." So it's a long story, but moving ahead, I was walking on the street in Bombay, and in Bombay they and in India there are vendors on the street, and they have newspapers lying on the street for sale. So I was walking around Metro, and I saw a huge banner headline in big, bold, black letters: A.B. Nair is dead, with a big picture of him. He actually was such a powerful person. He owned one of the three English daily newspapers in Bombay. That was the one he owned. And the other two had similar headlines. And I felt jubilant. I felt jubilant. I felt like dancing right there on the street near Metro Cinema. And I thought to myself, is this proper? We're trying to be devotees. We're trying to be saintly persons following Srila Prabhupada in such a great line of saintly teachers. I was thinking that there may be something wrong. And then one of our one of our devotees, Bali Mardan, he wasn't part of the Juhu project, but he very early on in ISKCON had been one of the like main managers, and he phoned Srila Prabhupada, who was in Australia, and Prabhupada's servant got on the phone, and he said, I have a message for Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was taking his massage. He didn't come to the phone. But the servant gave Prabhupada the message that Mr. Nair was dead. And Srila Prabhupada folded his hands and said, "Thank you. Thank you." And then he said that he had prayed to Lord Nrisimhadev to do something about Mr. Nair because he was giving so much trouble to the devotees. It is said that the Lord takes more offense when his devotees are offended than when he is offended directly. And yes, that was outrageous that Nair said, "I will smash the deity." But Prabhupada's comment was that he was causing too much pain to the devotees, and therefore he had prayed to Lord Nrisimhadev. Well, that's all well and good, but what about me feeling joyful, practically dancing on the street corner? So meanwhile, Prabhupada had a few very good friends in Bombay, two especially, Mr. Sethi, who we heard about this morning from his son, and Mrs. Singhal. So Mrs. Singhal, she or her husband, Dr. Singhal, had written Srila Prabhupada about Mr. Nair. And Srila Prabhupada wrote back, quoting the same verse, said, "This is very good news that the demon Nair is dead." And then he quoted the same translation, that even saintly persons take pleasure when a snake or a scorpion is killed. So then I thought that my spontaneous reaction was justified according to scripture. So whenever we read or hear or witness dramatic performances of the killing of demons, like Hiranyakasipu being killed by Nrisimhadev, or Ravana being killed by Ramchandra, Kamsa being killed by Krishna, we take pleasure. We take pleasure. I mean, I don't know much about it, but from what I hear, there are video games that are very popular. And basically what the children do is they just smash things. Yeah. I don't know what they are. People, cars, animals, monsters. But they're just constantly, I guess, clicking buttons or something and smashing and obliterating things. Well, if they were, you know, hearing the pastimes of the Lord killing the demons or seeing dramatic performances of them, they would feel even happier than what satisfaction they get by obliterating the things on the screen. And they would be purified. Their consciousness would be uplifted. And that's something that we all can feel. We were feeling it right now. Just by thinking about Lord Nrisimhadev, talking about Lord Nrisimhadev, remembering him. Not only in terms of his activities millions of years ago when he killed the demon Hiranyakasipu, but even his more recent activities. So it's very purifying, very uplifting. And that process itself cleanses our heart. Cheto darpano marjanam. Chanting the glories of the Lord cleanses the heart. So these demon-like desires in us are washed away. It's so easy. We don't... Once I asked Srila Prabhupada, he said that we don't fight Maya directly, but we surrender to Krishna, and he fights Maya. So we just glorify the Lord. We don't even have to worry about our anarthas. We don't have to worry about our advancement. We don't have to worry about becoming fearless. It all happens automatically by glorifying the Lord and serving the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj was not afraid, and he didn't really do anything to protect himself, but he just adhered to the lotus feet of Nrisimhadev, always chanting the glories of the Lord, even preaching to his demonic schoolmates, and the Lord took care of him. So that is the life of a devotee. He just depends on the Lord. He serves the Lord, follows the instructions of the Lord, glorifies the Lord, spreads the message of the Lord, and the Lord takes care of him. But still, it doesn't mean that we don't take normal precautions. As Srila Prabhupada said, being a devotee doesn't mean that you challenge the laws of nature. That, okay, I'm a devotee, so I'm going to put my head in the mouth of a tiger. And, no, we don't challenge the laws of nature. We take normal precautions. You know, we lock the doors at night and we take normal precautions. But we know that ultimately life and death are in the hands of the Lord. Our protection depends on his mercy. There is another prayer of Prahlad and Nrisimhadev where he says that sometimes a person will drop his wallet or purse on the street or leave it somewhere. And he may remember and go back, and 2 seconds later, it's gone. Or he may go back a day later, and it's still there. It all depends on the mercy of the Lord. We are not in control. So this is the descending process. We just serve the Lord according to his instructions. His mercy descends. He protects us. Just like a child is not afraid. He's protected by his parents. So it's a very auspicious day. It's a jubilant day. Nrisimhadev killed so many demons. But even better than that, in a sense, better for us, is that he can kill our demonic desires in our hearts. And then we become fearless. Abhay. Prabhupada's name was Abhay Charan. His parents gave him the name Abhay Charan. Charan means lotus feet. Abhay means fearless, so that Krishna's lotus feet are the source of fearlessness. And one who takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet becomes fearless. Otherwise, everyone is always full of fear, full of anxiety. Always. And when he was initiated, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave him the name Abhay Charanaravinda Das. Almost the same, just added Aravinda, Abhay Charanaravinda Das. So if we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada and through him of Lord Nrisimhadev and the Panchatattva, Radha and Krishna, we will become fearless. We'll know we're not the body, that the source, Prahlad here has to be freed from avidya or ignorance. Basic ignorance we identify with the body, but if we know we're not the body, we have nothing to fear because no one can touch us, the soul. So it's a joyous occasion, and it's made even more joyous by the presence of all of you. The Lord is pleased when devotees gather to chant and hear about him and remember him. And by giving pleasure to the Lord, we feel pleasure. In Kali Yuga, the Lord comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His mission is a little different from previous incarnations. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam. He would descend to kill the demons and deliver the devotees. But in Kali Yuga, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't kill them physically, but he kills their demonic propensities and makes them devotees. And that he did with Jagai and Madhai. And to some degree or other, he's done the same thing with us. And we should also be instruments of the Lord's mercy and help others become Krishna conscious and free from these demonic propensities that are causing them and others trouble. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta